This is probably the most sordid tale in the whole of the Bible, especially as Mark recounts it, because it's much longer than in St. Matthew. But it shows you what happens when people lose their humanity. This is what happens. You see, it's a big party. Herod's half drunk. The girl comes in and dances. You can imagine what kind of a dance that was. And Herod gets swept away. I'll give you half my kingdom. Which would have been, if they found a way to hold him to that, that would have been worthwhile. But give me the head of John the Baptist. Now, see, he's protesting that a leader, the king actually, is living an immoral life and therefore giving an example of immorality to the people. That was his brother's wife. He just took her. And maybe they went through some little divorce ceremony, but it means nothing. And John knows that the leader has to give an example. So he confronts the leader and tells him in public, that is not your wife. And Herodias, who's finally got what she wanted, power, married to the king, says, that guy's got to die. I've got to find a way to get a hold of him and kill him. Now, if you pick up the paper, you can see we're back there. I mean, first the thousands of infants that are killed every day, taken from their mother's womb and killed. Look at all the other cruelties that go on. We have to be aware of this, pray for it, and save as many as possible. Help them. The television looks like. You know, it's a constant story. I've said this before, you know, when I'm on the treadmill at the, what do you call them? Gym. There's a soap opera going on all these channels, you know. And it's nothing to those soap operas, it's just who's going to commit adultery with whom. I mean, that's all it is. And I think people are looking at that every day. And their own sense of morality is depressed. They lose it. And so, now, the letter to Hebrews, I just felt we had to say something because you can see how the lowering of morality produces a cesspool. And we run that risk. Now, we've only got today and tomorrow, and the letter to the Hebrews is finished. And it's all exhortation to the community, you know. Do not neglect hospitality, for through it some have unknowingly entertained angels. It's true. And there's a saying of the fathers that goes along with that. If you see your brother, you see the Lord your God. Is that important? Be mindful of prisoners, as if sharing their imprisonment, and of the ill-treated as of yourselves, for you also are in the body. I think he just means you're still alive in the body, and they could take you in your body and put it in jail too, you know. And there are people there suffering, and alleviate the suffering of their body. Could you tell them to be a little bit quieter out there? Let marriage be honored among all, and the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge the immoral and adulterers. You see, he's going to apply all this now to a Christian community. Let your life be free from love of money, but be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never forsake you or abandon you. Thus we may say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. And then, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Meaning some of them were martyred. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then tomorrow, we'll have the last part of this letter. It's all about life in community.